Question from Varun Prabhu. Prabhupada said that if we give money in charity and that money is misused, we will also get sin. But in routine life, we give money to our children, to wife, to everybody. So please tell that do we really get sin for that? And what should we do if our children have misused the money by telling us a lie? And after that, we know the truth that the money was misused. Answer. Now, we should not become paranoid about sin and let that impede our normal human relationships. If we become paranoid like that, we can say that, you know, when a baby is born in the world, the mother should not give milk to the baby because there is a chance that the baby may grow up and do sinful activities. So because the mother fed the baby, so does the mother also become sinful by that? No, it would be very tragic and mistaken perversion of the principle of shared karmic culpability to think like this. So we have our normal functions and we have our social roles, and especially within the family context, we need to execute our responsibilities properly. Another principle that Bhagavad Gita also teaches is that karmanyeva adhikaraste, that one should not be attached to the fruits of one's work. So that also means that we should not be attached to trying to control our family members. We should try as the best that we can to inspire them to become devotees and lead virtuous lives. But ultimately we have to be detached. If we are attached, it could be for their devotional good, but it could be also an expression of our controlling mentality. So life will teach us to be detached. Now, as parents, we are responsible for our children. For example, if a child does some misbehavior in school, the teacher, the principal call the parents, and the parents are held responsible for the children. So similarly, in a broad sense, the law of karma also applies that way. So we are to some extent culpable for the actions of our family members, especially our dependents, but we have to deal with it in a very mature and sensitive way. It shouldn't mean that we stop doing our family obligations, but we try to ourselves become more loving, more considerate, and in my class on Prithu Maharaj's pastimes, I talked about four kinds of parents. Now there are negligent parents, authoritarian parents, permissive parents, and authoritative parents. So the best parents are authoritative, who have a balance of love and discipline. So negligent parents offer neither love nor discipline. Permissive parents offer love but no discipline. Authoritarian parents offer discipline but no love. Authoritative parents offer a balance of discipline and love. So we try to be authoritative parents and set proper example for them so that they can behave in, they can be inspired to behave in responsible ways. But in general, our interactions with our family members should be not just based on a paranoia of karma. Paranoia means great fear of sin and karmic reactions. It should be based on consideration of how we can best serve them, best assist them in coming closer to Krishna. If we become too paranoid about getting sin, then we will have no functionality in society. In our homes there will be no functionality, then in schools there will be no functionality. In a hospital, if a doctor says, "I won't treat somebody who is," what is the guarantee that the person may not be may not continue in the path of morality in the future, then all society will become dysfunctional. And that is not the way society works, especially not in the family context. Certainly we have to inspire and encourage people to come to the virtuous path, and sometimes some corrective measures are required in terms of discipline, and even punishment may be required. But still, we also have to recognize our obligation and intelligently balance between love and discipline. Thank you.